Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, final stretch for this week with Dom. Jump in here. We got a little bit of chaos. More than a little bit in the speaker race. Voting for Emmer. Massey, Chip Roy, I haven't seen any more resolution of that. Refusing to vote when it was his turn. What the hell's he waiting for? Come on. What are we waiting for here? Playing around. And Democrats sitting there in unison. Time after time after time. All right. Kamala Harris strikes again, though. I haven't heard this. I've just seen on Twitter the reaction to it. She's at the swearing-in of the new senators. And I didn't know that the president of the Senate, the vice president acting as that, says the Pledge of Allegiance for some reason. I didn't know that part of the ceremony. So without further ado, here's Vice President Harris with the pledge.
Join me in pledging allegiance to our flag. Pledge allegiance to the United States of America and to the...
Did you catch it?
I did not. We'll play it one more time. Soon.
Yeah. Pledging allegiance to our flag. Pledge allegiance to the United States of America.
I mean, do you hear a trail off in that at all?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Pledge allegiance to the United States. Nope, that's not the line.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
That's what she, that's what she says.
Yeah, United States. Yeah, how are you going to pledge allegiance to the United States?
Pledge allegiance to that flag. Come on, that's why we look at it.
Yeah, and... oh, God. Yep. You would think they'd have it written down just because these guys, you know, it's a type of thing. It can happen, but it happens an awful lot with Harris Biden. The of America, yeah, it's pretty hard to imagine messing that up. God.
It's like riding a bike. I don't know how you do it.
Yeah, you would think somehow or another spontaneously. It's got to flash through your mind. All right. 855-839-1210. The whole world watching. She's not going to be the nominee in 2028. I don't see the path there, particularly with Josh Shapiro and Newsom. You can be governor of California. I mean, California's wacky no matter what. Go ahead. Just imagine, though, at one point, at least based upon polling and all that, she appeared to be neck and neck with Trump. Oh, my God. All right, so the vote continues, is the story. And Republicans, just what is the gain out of this? What do they think they're doing? Do Massey, Chip Roy, and a few others here now, do they feel that they're actually going to turn this into whom that the body of Republicans would accept and would be better? There are better people, I think, than Mike Johnson, based upon everything that's going on. But does that mean that they'd have the confidence of Trump and they can function in this environment, which is this tight? And now it appears, well, on paper, we'll see, that we have the ability in the Senate to do better, but then we still have Collins, Murkowski, and maybe one or two others that you can't count on. I'm talking about when it comes to confirmation of the nominees, because I think any number of them, it's going to be razor thin, and Democrats we know are going to vote against them. RFK Jr., in a strange way, though, might be getting Democrat voters here. They see an opportunity. Fetterman could go for it. Cory Booker is rumored. They see an opportunity to say, we stand with health, we stand with good food, etc., and RFK Jr. does. So they could vote for that to kind of hitch their wagon to the star here. Cash Patel is strengthened by what we've seen play out pretty close to the confirmation hearings. So if those two get confirmed, then you got to watch Democrats and maybe some of these Republicans will try to sink at least one Trump nominee. I don't think it'll be Pete Hegseth. I think he's gotten past. There's talk. The woman in question that we heard news about, will she testify? Are we going to go down that path? That seems to be up in the air, but could happen. The most contentious, though, could be Tulsi Gabbard then, as far as people coming at her. All right, 855-839-1210. I'd love to get you on board. As I said, we are still stuck in the speaker mode here, something that should be, I get it. They don't like Johnson on that huge bill, how it was negotiated and all that. We get that. But people from President Trump, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Jim Jordan, Byron Donalds, they're all saying, come on. The play here has to go with Johnson. We don't see a path with any of these others. You're not going to get that. And all you're doing is weakening the momentum that we have to the big picture. Because remember, Johnson does not get an unlimited term then. In a heartbeat, or almost a heartbeat, if Trump and a certain number of voters turn against him, then we could be into a situation where he's ultimately taken out. He's going to have a period of a little bit of grace to show us that he was forced into that disastrous bill. And now that the decks are cleared, we'll be able to move forward. And if he doesn't, he can still be voted out. So it's not like, oh man, this is a lifetime appointment or something. And Newt Gingrich is right. These guys need a team of psychiatrists. They can't govern as a body here, even though they have the power. You know, Democrats, if they had this small of a majority, they still would be unified. They'd be more unified. And if you were the person doing what Massey's doing, you would realize you're going to be primaried beyond belief. They're going to go all in after you. So are these people, like Massey, are they a hero of yours? They're standing up here because they realize Johnson has been part of the swamp, the spending, and everything else. Oh, Jim and Lansdale. You might be right, too. Play it one more time, Henry, then we'll go to Jim. Do you have the vice president again?
I pledge allegiance to the United States of America.
All right, let's go to Jim. Jim, you hear something else there. I'm not sure if you're right. I listened for it. What do you say?
Yeah, I mean, I always, hey, Dom, long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thank
I
you,
always
Jim.
Start with I pledge of allegiance to the flag. And she just says, it sounded to me like she says, let's pledge allegiance, and she left out the I. Like, you know, she wants everybody else to pledge, but
right.
He's not going.
Well, do you hear the I there, Henry? I thought I heard it.
Yeah, I think both things are true. I believe at the beginning of the clip she says, let's pledge allegiance to the flag, and then she starts with I, and then obviously forgets to pledge allegiance to the flag.
I'm sorry. I didn't hear the I.
It's a little bit uncertain, but the United States, not of America. It's
right.
Almost like even with a gun point in your head, you would say of America because you've heard it 25,000 times.
Well, that's not the issue. It's that she didn't pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
Right.
She just went straight to U.S.
Oh, let me hear it again then. Okay. Let me hear it one more time.
Join me in pledging allegiance to our flag. I pledge allegiance to the United States.
Okay, you're right. Yeah. There's no flag.
Yeah,
I don't know what the trailing off after United States, if that if we just couldn't hear, but
Oh, she did that on purpose.
Yeah.
She went, oh, I screwed up.
Yeah. Okay. But,
all right, thank you.
Thank you, Jim. Thanks. Make that call again. Thank you very much. How would the flag be left out of this? All right. 855-839-1210. Will we know before the end of the show today? I would put it 75-25, probably not. I can't quite tell how quickly they're going to vote on this, but it appears that we're kind of stymied here. Could it be several votes going on? Yeah, it could be several, or at least by tomorrow. They can't let this go into tomorrow. Just be done with this. You're getting Johnson. That's where we're going. This is not heroic. That's the bottom line. Let's go to Kathy in South Jersey. And Kathy, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Afternoon, Kathy.
Hi, Dom. I'm a longtime listener. Sometimes I call.
Well, thank you, Kathy, very much.
Yeah. I enjoy your show.
Thank you.
Regarding the alcohol and the warning, I want to say that I think it's a good thing to do because just like smoking and the surge in general, it took a while for people to really understand it, and I almost think it's generational. So maybe we all know how bad it is, but young kids coming up, they don't know as much. They don't know about the liver disease and all of that. They just drink. So I think anything you put out there in the social consciousness that helps them be a little healthier, and it's proof, yeah, this really does cause cancer. I think it's helpful, so I think it should happen.
I hear you, but Kathy, I got to tell you, on the surface of it, right, and I just saw it this morning, so I haven't seen all the research on it. Really, we believe 17% of breast cancer is attributable to alcohol.
Mm-hmm. Do I believe that? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
My husband is a physician, and I'm around a lot of medical data. I think any study can show you just about anything if you want to pull it that way. You know how stats are.
Right.
Statistics and, you know. So I think it does, and he says it, that alcohol and obesity and smoking are the number one causes of all the diseases and cancers. So depending on how you take your population and slice it and sample it and say, yeah, this percentage, I don't know if it's exactly that percentage, but I know that it's not good for people to be drinking excessively in hard liquor. I'm not talking about wine. I'm talking about hard liquor on a regular basis. So,
well, now you realize this would be on beer, wine, and spirits. So he was clear about that,
right.
The Surgeon General. I get you. You're downing anything, tequila, whatever, and doing all this stuff. You got to realize that could be damaging over the course of time. No, but wine and beer, and that particularly to me is hard to believe.
Well, I think that they're able to skew the data any way they want. You know, that's what it's
about. Yeah, Kathy, think about it. Ask your husband, though. Beer and wine included in that, and close to 17% of breast cancer. I don't know the percentage of alcoholics that are women, but it strikes me as it's still more male than female. That's a classic pattern. But that's what I'm objecting to.
I disagree. I know a lot of women with drinking problems. Yeah. You
well,
just don't know it.
Wait a minute.
You just don't see it. They're really better at hiding it.
Well, I think it's because when I think of that, we think of wine ladies, like Kamala Harris may or may not be one,
right,
with white wine and something like that. Yeah, mm-hmm. When I think of an alcoholic, it's interesting. I still think of an alcoholic as a hard drinker, tequila, rum, you know, bourbon, stuff like something that's hard liquor.
Right.
I don't think of alcoholics and people drinking wine, but women, that would be the path, yeah.
Yeah, but, hey, alcoholics, that's where the word wino came from. They just
True.
Drink wine. I mean, people
I never thought
can
of it that way, though.
I
can't imagine a wino. You know, now you're dealing with rot gut wine or something, you know. Because I drink wine, I like to think, nah, what I'm gonna do, I'm doing something healthful. Kathy, what's your street?
Yeah.
What's your street?
Okay, so in South Jersey where I live, right off Route 42 and Green Tree Road is a side street to a shopping mall, a strip mall,
right,
called No Name. The word No Name Street. And it actually has a sign that says No Name Street.
Why do they do that?
Because it's this little, probably when the township was just starting to grow back in the 70s when all the farmers were selling, it was probably at first just a little dirt road, very small road, mm-hmm, to get into this shopping center. And then over time, you know, they started paving all the roads in South Jersey. My husband grew up here. So that same No Name butts up to another street called Shopper's Lane that actually was going to the shopping center, and that was a dirt road, and they finally paved that over, and everyone's like, they paved over Shopper's Lane. So it's just a tiny little idiosyncrasy here in Turnersville, Washington Township, where there's
Good
a no-name
one.
Street. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, Kathy. We got to put somebody's name on it. So I got to hear more about this, and we got to think, who should it be named after? You know, why not? I mean, I've had a lot of things named after me. I could take a no-name
street. Oh, you're going
street
straight for you. You're not even going to nominate someone else.
Of course, that's where I'm going. South Jersey's my second home.
If Scott Pressler delivers Jersey back to the Republicans,
right,
you wouldn't name it for
true.
Him?
If I don't know, is Turnersville and wherever else Kathy said, is that Republican? Because most of these towns, almost every one of them, Audubon Park, I think, was the only one. The guy turned because of Trump, the mayor. We were friendly with him at one point, from Democrat, moderate Democrat, very moderate, to Republican. I don't know if there are any others out there. So I don't think they would go with Pressler. But if Pressler wins the state house, then, yeah, we got to name that road after him. No name on it. We'll put up the money. I bet listeners will do an event right there from it. Kathy, you're giving us the idea for 25. I'll have one on Monday. Scott, you got to win it. We're going to name a street after you in South Jersey.
I mean, how much could the naming rights to, like, a little lane next to a strip mall really be?
Yeah, it's just a sign. I'm sure Scott Pressler, no? Can you imagine the guy signs it, he doesn't know who Pressler is, and then all help the protesters out there? Of course, we want that.
That would be great.
Let him protest. Yes. All right. 8-5. Kathy, you've given us a project here. Thank you for that. No Name Street. That's a good one. All right, we are talking, we're watching the voting going on, and Kathy and I are referring to this outgoing Surgeon General saying he wants to put the labeling that alcohol causes cancer, third leading cause, whatever. You know, I think to put something like that as a big warning label, it's got to be marquee. Would I put obesity? Why alcohol? Why not obesity? Is that on any alcohol? Obesity, you know, is the second leading cause of cancer? Or is obesity on anything? You know, should we put that on what? You name the most obesity-ridden snacks. Are we going? This is like picking on, again, how we picked on soda. Should that be on soda, cancer-causing? Cigarettes deserve it. That's a marquee. Come on. The evidence is overwhelming. You can't get past the evidence. The argument on secondhand smoke and all that, that's another day. But the evidence of direct smoke, come on. It's true. But 17% of breast cancer caused by alcohol? I'm going to pull up studies. I have to scratch this itch and get to it. But right now, It is time for...
It's Dobbs Money Melody.
Where's all the money gone?
That is right, and it's a big prize again today. We're playing for a $50 Metro Diner gift certificate. Visit metrodiner.com for a location near you. All right, Henry, what do you have?
Yeah, Dom. So in honor of today's side question, that okay. What is that all-time famous street? I'm going to play you a song that tells the story of a fictional street. You may have heard of it. It's the Highway to Hell. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to play a cover of that very famous song by AC/DC. I want to know who the band covering the song is.
Nothing distinguishing that I can pick up with this. This might be a little bit hard.
It is because, all right, so this is a 2000s era band.
Right.
And I will say, I think this rendition of AC/DC's Highway to Hell sounds nothing like this band. Sounds, maybe some people can hear it. I don't. I think the lead singer has a very distinct voice, and it usually does not sound like that. But yeah, we're looking for this mid-2000s band, still relevant into the 2010s. Covering this AC/DC song, Highway to Hell.
All right, there we go. 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do, jump in right now, be heard, and you'll be getting a $50 Metro Diner gift certificate. We'll update you on the big vote on the speaker race, and also comedian Rob Schneider meeting with some heavy hitters about creating a MAGA-friendly version of The View. I'll tell you about that and ask you, which women would you have on there? All straight ahead on Talk Radio 1210.
It's the Money Melody.
Where's all the money gone?
Show me the money.
Yeah, that's right. Every day, usually at around 2:13 or so, 2:14, Dom's Money Melody. Here's the clue. Who is the band covering this classic song? All right, let's try Deborah in Maple Shade on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Deborah, good afternoon. Who's covering the song?
Thunderstruck?
No, it is not. Thank you, Deborah. Have a nice weekend. Liam on an Ambler on Talk Radio 1210. Who's covering the song?
Hey, Dom. First, just want to say great show, man. I'm a big fan.
Well, thank
you,
very much. Yep, loud and clear,
okay.
Yes.
All right, good. I was just going to give it a shot. I don't know if I'm right, but I think it's Audio Slave.
No, good try. Have a good weekend. All right, you might want to give a clue at this
point
here. Okay.
Yeah, okay. So this has been a very commercially successful band. Their first original name when they first got together was Kara's Flowers. Flowers back in 1994 when they were formed. Didn't blow up till the early, mid-2000s. I'll say that. Do you think I need more?
I was going to say there's a number.
Yes. We can say that. There's a number associated with the title
the
band. Yes.
Yes. Anthony in Chesterfield, Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Anthony, who's the band?
Hi, is that Nine Inch Nails?
No, that would be a number. That's pretty good. I would say if you can take a few off air, that's probably
good. Yeah, I'll take some off air. Maybe I'll give one more hint before
give
we go.
Give us another
here.
Clue. Yeah, take a shot.
If there was a girl, if this lead singer had a girl, I could say that in a relationship, she will be loved.
Okay.
She will be loved.
Okay. Gotcha. Good clue. 855-839-1210. You can call in. Henry will put on the winner when we get the winner here in a moment. hit us with who it is that is covering that song. Give us the name of the band, very popular, a name that you would recognize. I saw this all day, and I just wanted to drop this in now. It's amazing. New York Post has a big piece, something ominous coming up on Monday. Now, you probably know by now, and maybe it's intuitive, common sense, stress of the holidays, end of the year, people then moving on something, relationship not going well, that January is, I believe, by most standards, the biggest month of divorce, either being filed or talking to divorce lawyers. Maybe, you know, it starts with the divorce lawyer. And guess what day is the biggest day, the New York Post says, divorce lawyers tell them? It is the first working Monday in January. So, the first working Monday in January is going to be this Monday, January 6th. Keep that in mind if things are brewing around that. It's amazing, isn't it? They actually calculate the day. People wait through the holiday, and then they make the call, or maybe they make the appointment right after Christmas or something, and they set it for that day. That's the day when things start churning, that these divorce lawyers figure that that's when they're going to be the busiest in January, but particularly on that day, not January 6th, but whatever the first working Monday is. All right, John in Wilmington might be the winner here. And John, who's covering the song?
It's Maroon 5.
Nicely played, John. Yes. Enjoy the Metro Diner. $50 goes a long way there. And with Joe Biden, if you wait a few weeks out of office, it will go even farther. All right. Nicely played, John. We'll do it again on Monday
one.
For a nice. Yes. That
got, I got a lot of wrong answers off air, too. That was
okay. Yeah. Well, it was a little bit indistinguishable.
It is.
Yeah.
Because usually Adam Levine's voice is very high. Very.
Exactly.
It's, and right there, I couldn't believe it was him. I was like, is that the same guy? Really?
Yes.
Yeah. It was them in Amsterdam in 2004.
Okay. Good one. Again, we'll, as needed, throw more clues in when we have to. All right, 855-839-1210. Hit us with that all-time street. That's a side question. In addition to that, Surgeon General calls for cancer warnings on alcohol. And the factoid that jumped out at me, he made the claim in the document he put out that close to 17% of all breast cancer diagnoses are attributable to alcohol. I have been looking for what study or how they arrive at that versus other causal elements. That just seems to me to be preposterous, though. I just, there's not that number of, and I'm thinking, men, we know about cancer too, but it's predominantly women in this, and there are that many. Does it have to be extremely heavy drinking? He's not saying that. He's saying that, normal to above normal, not even extremely heavy, you should be aware that you are elevating your chances. And the more you drink, of course, the more you elevate it toward cancer. Now, I vaguely knew that, but not to the level that this guy's talking about, where it's worthy. Look, when you want to regulate stuff, you want to make people aware of it, right? We talked about this last week, and I loved it because Dan was on the other side, and it was like a 50-50 thing about drug advertising on TV. I think you want to be able to advertise drugs on TV, but I'm open to the regulation where they have to be clearer about the side effects, yada, 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 around this, and anything that you should know, and give you a website and do it more slowly than just blowing past it. But why would we suppress that information? But I am sensitive in that. The glitz and the glitter, we could argue about that. You know, how many dancing bears can you have in the ad? Oh, this is glamorous. Give me some more of that Ozempic.
Everyone in the ad's having the best day of their entire lives.
Yes,
and no matter what the drug is, they want to sell you the best time of your life if you're taking this.
But doesn't that backfire on people? We're kind of saying people are unintelligent if they're seeing these people and thinking, that's going to be me. like the ad for Ozempic. The woman's doing some artwork, and she takes off the smock, and she walks with them. A guy comes out of some building he's in for some reason. This other guy, fraudulently, is working on a car with some kid, and suddenly hands over everything, and he gets to the front of the line. Are people going, yeah, that could be me? I did see a picture of Kelly Clarkson, and it's ridiculous. If that's what she wants to do, it's America, knock yourself out. But is that making her more healthy by doing this? Well, apparently, Elon Musk makes that argument. Robert Kennedy Jr. says, nah, and the federal government shouldn't be paying for this. That's going to be big Ozempic, big pharma. But they ought to be on TV. What requirement can you put in? I'm open to that. But you cannot censor information like this. I just don't see it. All right, 855-839-1210. Jump in, get a line. Let's get a winner today. Then we'll have the winner of the week here on Talk Radio 1210. All right, Dom Giordano show. It's priceless seeing J.D. Vance watching Kamala Harris screw up the Pledge of Allegiance. We'll play that for you here just in a moment. But I'm following this. DJ just sent it to me. Well, I can't confirm that yet with Johnson. I've seen it in a couple places. I'm going to wait here for a moment to see if we have confirmation that Johnson has cleared the hurdles after all these shenanigans of the Freedom Caucus. But I believe that he will be speaker again. All right, side question. Hit us with that all-time street. And Henry, if you can, here is Kamala Harris. It's gone viral. J.D. Vance watching this. The smirk is pretty good as Kamala has trouble with the Pledge of Allegiance.
Join me in pledging allegiance to our flag. I pledge allegiance to the United States, of America.
Oh, my God. Oh, she did get the United States of America. I didn't hear it the first time.
Well,
but not the
yeah,
flag.
She gets it, but she forgets the flag. Right. Like, she the says flag, United States and goes, ooh, I messed up my trail off.
Yeah, there. Exactly. I mean, that's, the Vance, look here. All right, so you see no word on Johnson here.
I'm not seeing anything official. I see people saying that the vote is, he won it 218 to 215, but I'm not seeing official, yes, that's it.
Okay.
I'm seeing unofficial. Yeah.
I don't know who's giving that. Let me see if we can try a couple different sources here. But that's good. That still would be that one vote. It still would be Massey, who I assume is the vote. He voted for Emmer. All right. Before the end of the show, I think we may have that cleared up here. We're looking for the all-time street name, and this debate about alcohol causing cancer, 17%, according to the sitting Surgeon General, attributable breast cancer to alcohol consumption. And that just doesn't square here. I don't think this is worthy of warnings, kind of like cigarette smoking is, but we will continue. Let's go to Joe in Columbus, New Jersey on Talk Radio 1210. Afternoon, Joe.
Good afternoon, Adam. You know what's gold about that Kamala faux pas? I don't, from all accounts, she's never paid allegiance to the United States, let alone our flag. You know what I mean, if you think about it?
Exactly.
With all her antics, she has no allegiance to anything but herself. So I'm glad she made that mistake. My submission is a Jersey landmark out of the seashore town of Belmar, not the Camden County town of Belmar. It's been taken. It's been photographed many times back when this gentleman was wild and innocent and not political and biased. And Bruce Springsteen, we all learned to dislike him. But it's the corner of 10th Avenue and E Street.
I give you a lot of credit for that, Joe, because you're on a week here with the cowboy thing and then Springsteen. And, you know, I know that you're saying it because it is a landmark and you put it in the proper terms. Now, if Dan were here, I'd have to put on the restraining devices that are used.
No, Dom, we, we've all restrained ourselves. I mean, back in the 70s, me and my buddies, we have photo lapse pictures of us around this on our trek to Asbury Park. He's broken collectively all of our hearts with, you know, cutting his audience in half.
You're a master of the side question. You think this would be, you just inspired me, are there enough of them? Because it would be pretty wild. Call in on Monday with the story of someone who broke your heart. I could give you several, but one, not quite breaking my heart, but really disappointed me. I had high hopes for Christy, if you remember back in the day. And I
Think about how fast he fell out of grace. New Jersey, yeah. you got your rock star. It wasn't soon after that he just fell apart.
I had seven interviews with him, and on the seventh, some people were coming at me in the beginning. It was really hand-to-hand combat. This is after he hugged Obama, so to speak, after Sandy, right before the election. This was as insane of talk radio, Joe, as anything you'll ever hear.
Right.
On this, I wasn't budging. It was like we were arm wrestling there or something worse, and he wasn't. He was snorting during it. It was that bad. And I knew at that moment he's a bully. He would never come back on again. It was irreparable. It didn't break
I got the embarrassment irony to Governor Christie. He's a Cowboy fan and a Springsteen fan.
Oh God, the double. Yeah, that's a good one though, Joe. That's a very good one. You had the nerve to come up with it. I salute you for that. All right, I'm getting scattered reports. I'm going to try to make it official that Johnson has won. And we'll have that coming up. We'll declare a winner for today, and then we'll pick out of the hat and declare a winner for the entire week, and you get the book Letters to Trump. All that straight ahead here on Talk Radio 1210.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
That's right. All right, I'm looking at Fox reporting that Mike Johnson has been retained as Speaker. My God, what happened is they held the voting out before he banged the gavel down the first round for an extended period of time, and two of them flipped back for him. One, Norman from South Carolina, had voted for Jim Jordan, and Self, not sure where he's from. He had voted for Byron Donalds. They both flipped back, but in the end, Massey still would not vote for Mike Johnson. Oh, my goodness. All right, so he's retained the speakership. We move on. Dave in Oak Lynn's on Talk Radio 1210. Dave, what's yours?
Abbey Road.
Well, give us the reason.
Abbey Road is, there was EMI Studios on on Abbey Road, and the Beatles recorded Abbey Road there. Now EMI is called Abbey Road Studios.
Yeah, and it was a very famous cover with all kinds of subliminals, apparently. Bill in Bucks. Bill, afternoon, what's yours?
Well, good afternoon there, Dom. Mine is rolling down the road, trying to loosen my load. And they stopped at Kingsley Avenue at 2nd Street, that being the legendary corner in Winslow, Arizona.
Yeah, I like that song a lot. I didn't know, though, that's the one. Yeah, it is. Okay. Richard in Somerdale, Bill Devlin, texted me from Cuba, or on his way back from Cuba. This was his answer, Pastor Bill Devlin. Richard, what's yours?
Okay, well, before I do that, I was pulling for Jim Jordan myself. But
yes, I agree. Yeah. I agree. That's the guy.
Yeah. Anyway, a song made famous in a 1939 movie, and then years later was made known by Elton John in a great song, and then in a Broadway musical, and now a new movie, Wicked, and that's the Yellow Brick Road.
Absolutely. Bill Devlin says he's on the Yellow Brick Road. Kind of interesting, coming from Cuba. All right. One more. Bob in Cherry Hill, Talk Radio 1210. Bob, what's yours?
Hey, Dom. This is in reference to all the Democrats that were roundly defeated, and rightly so, on the Boulevard of Broken Dreams. I
walk alone. Yes. Exactly. Great song. I got your point there. All right. Let's see. Do I have time to take one more here? Yeah, I can get Chuck in Newtown here on Talk Radio 1210, Newtown Square. Whoops, I'm sorry about that, Chuck. 1 second.
It seems like some static. Hey, great day today there, Dom. I'll be fast, but here we go. We've got some snow coming in on Monday, and I'll tell you what, even this time of year, is there a better road to be driving than on Ocean Drive down the shore? You find yourself in Ocean City over to Sea Isle. Maybe you stop at the OD for a quick one. Before you know it, you're in Wildwood at Mulligan's, your favorite place. You got to take the OD, don't you?
It's that smell. That smell, that ocean smell when you first came in. It's a bit marshy and all, too. Every year I talk about that. Yeah, Johnny Z's all prepared. Remember, we may have to have a lottery for your seat at the bar this year if Bob Kelly's there. Can't just have everybody sitting at the bar. We may have to have a big drawing. Something we got to cook up from that. All right, Henley, let's get a winner here. Then we'll get the winner of the week.
Yeah, yeah. So I like Kathy and South Jersey's answer of No Name Street. I also like Joe and Columbus' answer of 10th Avenue and E Street.
Right.
I like Bill and Buck's answer of Kingsley Avenue and 2nd Street. And then right there at the end, Chuck in Newtown Square with the OD, Ocean Drive.
Yeah, I think Kathy's answer, the call, the whole thing, was pretty good.
All right. All
about that we'll no-name street. That was really a great one. All right, let's put him in the hat and have the drawing for the winner of the week.
So Monday's winner, best Philly news story of the year, Joe in Bordentown, answer with Dom getting rid of the Barca Lounger.
Yes.
The 31st, New Year's Eve, something to leave in 2024, Joe of Exton said out-of-state politicians. The second, yesterday, what are headlines you'd like to see this year? Tom in Rosemont said, Dom no longer supports savesies during snowstorms. And then today, obviously, famous streets. Kathy in South Jersey said, the no-name street. So if we put those all into the hat. Boom, number 5, Kathy in South Jersey. You are the winner of the week.
All right, Kathy, and get back to me. I want to see those breast cancer studies on Twitter and all over the place. Can you imagine 17%? I still can't get past that. Kathy, you're the winner, Letters to Trump. It's a great book. It's funny but serious at the same time. Trump didn't throw anything out. All these beyond famous people telling him how much they loved him, and then when he ran, they stabbed him. So how things change. All right, great week here, despite, mostly the holidays and people all over the place. And Monday, Scott Presler pays his house call at 2 o'clock. He's on Twitter trying to get the Jersey people to give us their voter registration. Are they holding something back because he's already having an impact? We'll get all the information from him. And hopefully we'll hear from Jeff Van Drew what happened here at the 11th hour with Johnson, who is now the speaker retained. And this guy, Massey, is he a hero or is he just a guy grandstanding that he knows better, got to stop the spending, can't have Johnson? Come on. It got done in one round, but agony here. All right, follow on Twitter this weekend at DomShow1210, at DomShow1210. Mary Walters up next, sitting in for Rich for 4 big hours. Thanks for a great week. And we pick it up full bore on Monday. Don't forget Monday. Divorce lawyers say that's the day the most divorces start to get hashed out in their legal offices.
Ew.
What a ghastly day. They actually have it. Probably giant scoreboard up there. You know, nothing else happens on Monday except divorce. Being a divorce lawyer, I don't know. How do you make a case for that? All right, Mary's next. Have a great weekend, everyone. Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.